Trevor.
How you doing?
Hey, Eric with the Vikings. I have some members of the Twin Cities media here. They have a few questions for you.
Yeah, of course.
Hi, guys. So there was kind of a wide range on projections where you were going to go. What was this day like as you were waiting to see your name called?
No, it was suspenseful, and you know, obviously I didn't, you know, go as high as I had planned, but you know, one thing I had known the whole time is that, you know, regardless of where I go and what round and all that type of stuff, I'll still have to, you know, get up there and show what I'm worth and, you know, make the team, and even before all that. So, you know, I knew just before you know, I got out there that I had to show why I deserve to be there.
You bounced all over the defensive line in college. Where do you feel most comfortable playing now, and where do you see yourself playing in the NFL?
You know, I feel comfortable playing everywhere. I played everywhere at Cal, and, you know, one of the best things I bring to the table is my versatility. So, you know, the Vikings like what I can do, and one thing they said is just that, you know, they'll have me, you know, I'll wait to see where they definitely want me, what position they want me in and everything, so I was going to go up there and work hard and all that type of stuff and, you know, show I deserve to be there.
Trevor, are you looking forward to working with Jared Allen?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I definitely, he's one of the guys that I really look up to, both on the field and off the field. I'm a big outdoors guy, so, you know, I really, you know, I looked up to him in that aspect too. But definitely on the field, that guy's just an animal, and I really look forward to working with him and just learning from him a whole lot.
You hunt then?
Yes, sir. And, you know, the guy before you asked me, you know, if I had even been to Minnesota, and I had gone up there with my family, my dad and my brother on a fishing trip a few times. So, you know, I'm affiliated with the area already, and, you know, I really enjoy the city of Minneapolis and the wilderness and all that type of stuff. So I'm excited to, you know, the Vikings are a good choice.
What would you say were the positives and negatives of playing behind a couple of first-round defensive linemen at Cal before you got your chances last year?
I mean, the biggest, you know, negative is just not getting on the field as much as I, you know, I felt like I deserved, and as much as, you know, I could have been out there maybe on a different team, but just learn from those guys who are so good and being behind them and really, you know, following in their footsteps. You know, I improved my game a whole lot more than maybe I could have if I was just out there just, you know, playing by myself. So, you know, I don't regret anything, and, you know, those two guys are still a big influence in my life and everything, and still keep in contact and try and learn from them a lot, even when they're already in the league. So, you know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to play with them and, you know, alongside them and behind them.
Where do you envision yourself ideally? Where do you feel most comfortable, inside or outside?
You know, I just feel comfortable on the field. So whatever I have to do to get on the field and play, that's where I'm going to feel comfortable, and I can make an impact on the game wherever they want me at. So, you know, I honestly don't have a certain position that I need. I feel like I excel better at. So I'll let the coaches decide that, and I'll just be out there playing football.
All righty. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks,
Trevor.